So there's like over a dozen of these Democratic candidates for president in 2020 already, and they're having town hall meetings with these people and doing all that stuff. So years ago, the question used to be, and in some cases it was a disqualifying question, decades ago, have you ever smoked marijuana? Did you smoke marijuana? Because they try to catch you. And if you said you didn't and they found out that you did, then you were out. If you lied on that.
If you held it in too long.
Now, Brad and I have suggested that the new question, that's not a gotcha question anymore. The new gotcha question should be, are there any naked pictures of you on someone's cell phone?
Have you ever sent any pictures of your body to people? Junk pictures.
And then as soon as they respond, no, you then follow up, are you sure? And then you hold up a phone to scare the crap out of them and see what they'll say.
But oh, yeah, in college. Oh, yeah.
That one will be coming. It's not quite here yet. But I think in maybe the next one or two presidential cycles, that one will be the gotcha question. But anyway, there's a candidate from Colorado, a former governor named John Hickenlooper. And he had to answer probably the most bizarre question I ever asked of a candidate.
He was the guy that legalized marijuana in Colorado, wasn't he?
I think he was around when all that went down.
Yeah, Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper. Anyways, he was asked on CNN at a town hall Wednesday night, did you really take your mom to a porno movie?
See, what had happened was.
And then this is a true story. Now, they got the information from John Hickenlooper's book, apparently. And the story
is. So he outed himself?
He took his mom to see Deep Throat in 1972.
Is this how you and Dad met?
The Hickenlooper, I'm guessing he was like in his young 20s at the time.
Sounds like a move you might use at some point.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah. We got in there all weekend.
Or a maneuver.
We were Hickenlooping all weekend, man.
She showed me the Hickenlooper.
And I couldn't get away.
So he put this in his memoir some years ago, apparently. And here's the story about how he took his mom to see Deep Throat in 1972. Hickenlooper, Governor Hickenlooper, former Governor Hickenlooper, said he came home from college for Thanksgiving. And he asked a friend, hey, everybody's talking about Deep Throat. You want to go see Deep Throat? They say it's this great movie. And the friends were like, man, I don't want to go see that with you. So there were no takers.
I don't want you to pull the you want some popcorn trick on me.
There were no takers for Hickenlooper. He's on Thanksgiving break. He's got to go back to college in a few days. He wants to be able to go back to college and tell his buddies, I saw the movie everybody's talking about, Deep Throat.
And he's a college student. He's broke. He probably had no money.
He didn't want to go by himself. So he asked his mom, who was a widow, if she wanted to join him to see Deep Throat.
Did they sit right next to each other?
Hickenlooper alleges that he wasn't certain how X-rated this movie was. He had just heard some things about it, that it was the movie that you had to see and that it might be a little edgy.
I thought it was like Porky's.
So Hickenlooper gets in there with his mom. In his words, he says he was mortified at the opening scene. But mom wanted to stay, even though he repeatedly said, mom, I didn't realize that this was this. And
settle down.
We got to go. We got to get out of here.
The good part's coming.
Well, mom's adage was, if you pay for something, you're staying for it all the way through. So that's what mom said. No.
And that's what I've adopted as my political slogan.
We put our money down.
I go in deep.
We're staying in for the bitter end. And mom knew I was humiliated, said Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper said
this
that
it's all going to climax with a run to the top office.
Hickenlooper said that as they drove home, he said to mom, well, that was some experience. And she responded by saying, I thought the lighting was very good.
So what do you say, behind the green door next Saturday? Me and you? Let's go check it out.